Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We are back on a Hertz Day, the WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Mike, we got a bowler in town, buddy. How you feeling, brother?
Brother Spike. Listen, haven't come up with the proper nickname for these two, but man, that backcourt from last night.
Come on!
It's going to be a problem. Jackie Baseball? Teams in danger of moving to third place in this city. I'm just saying, better get it together over there. Holla at your boy.
Well aware. I understand. I'm also excited. And it's got to hurt both of you to admit that I was dead right yesterday. Come on, man. It beats cooked.
Dead right. Oh,
cooked.
No. That is not what we're talking about.
Stick a fork in them.
That is not what we're talking about. This is going to be an uplifting show today. This is going to be an uplifting show. I can't wait till we trade Bryce Harper. A big show today.
Wow.
Coming up at 3 o'clock, Elliot Shore Parks joins us to talk about his take that VJ Edgecombe is a role player.
Idiot!
And Ace Bailey is a star.
And gambling.
Yeah. Ace Bailey, 2 points last night. How about that, Elliot? Two points in 20 minutes. And, oh yeah, we should let players gamble on their own teams. Okay, so Elliot joins us at 3. Mike Mayock joins us at 4 to talk about the Birds. But we have to start off talking about a star that was already here in Philadelphia in Tyrese Maxey, and a new star in Philadelphia, and that is VJ Edgecombe. I think we just have to talk about Edgecombe first. I was optimistic about Edgecombe. I was happy they drafted him. I think we were all happy. You know, seems like a good kid, hard worker, says all the right things, good athlete. I did not expect that last night. I just didn't expect that last night. I didn't expect from an offensive perspective that he would be as good and polished as he was. He was aggressive. I thought, but while being aggressive, he was calm, right? He played in the flow of the offense. He handled the ball better than I thought he was going to do. There were a bunch of times when it was just him and Quentin Grimes on the court, and I figured Quentin Grimes would be the primary ball handler, but it was VJ. And it was, the dunks were outrageous. That one alley-oop, I don't even know how he got the ball in the hoop. And look, he's gonna have nights where he hits threes. He's going to have nights where he misses them, but he hit them last night, and it was pretty. He's going to be a problem defensively. He busted his ass the entire game. You know, the kid plays hard.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. He and I know he missed those two final three free throws. The two before it, he hit. And I was like, look at our guy going up there and calmly hitting
Listen,
free
Kobe
throws.
Kobe missed two jumpers, air balls as a rookie.
Yeah. It's okay.
Now, that was in the playoffs.
My point is that everybody misses shots, though, is my point. Yes.
The kid just, he blew me away. And it's, again, it's not just scoring points. There was one where I think it was when in the first quarter when he pumped at the 3-point line, drove and hit Kelly Oubre at the elbow for a three. Mm-hmm. Just a grown up adult NBA basketball play.
Yeah.
And you said he's back there with Maxey. Maxey did something last night that stars do, right? There were 2 points in the game where it looked like the game was going to, you know, maybe get out of control.
Yeah.
And he hit two threes in the first half and kept it there. And in the second half, I think it was in the third quarter, he just said, I'm not letting us lose this game.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. And I guess what I could say is, and Jack brought it up, I just don't, Joel Embiid will either get better and be fine or not. But at this point, you see what we have in the backcourt. Jared McCain wasn't even there.
Yep.
This is exciting either way. Either Joel will come and start looking like a version of Joel, or he won't. But it doesn't matter. To me, it would be nice if it does. We're cheering for him.
Yeah.
But I think the advantage of the Sixers this year was you go in and you say, whichever way this goes, those guys are going to be fun to watch. And that was good energy last night. That was a big win last night.
I agree. Let me work my way backwards on this
thing.
No, you're good. I'll start with Joel Embiid. And the thing that I can appreciate from last night, and I hope it doesn't change until it's warranted to change. And it's less to do with Joel Embiid other than he's the subject matter. Had more to do with Nick Nurse.
Yes.
And how they resisted the urge of putting him back in the game, right? They have him on minutes restriction. Well, I don't know what the exact minutes are. They know, but he clearly wasn't trying to force Joel Embiid back in that game last night because he saw what they were doing on the court. So I want to give Nick Nurse some credit for that, for having some restraint, and we need to keep that up. Make sure we keep that going. Now, let's move to the young guns. Listen. VJ Etchkum, I'm going to enjoy watching him play because here's the thing. When you can just throw caution to the wind and you don't necessarily have the burden of carrying the organization and the franchise and everything else, you can just go out there and play.
Yep.
And that's what's going to be fun about watching VJ Etchkum play because he doesn't have the weight of the world on his shoulders. Most number three overall picks come in. They're the face of the franchise. They've been drafted to sort of save the franchise and that sort of thing. So it's more pressure on him to have to perform every night. And I'm not minimizing what he did. I'm actually looking at it in the positive view that he's going to get a chance to develop, make mistakes, but also show you what the potential that he has without having the burden of carrying the team.
Yep.
That's going to be fun to watch because he can play freely.
Yep.
And I think that's what you saw last night, an aggressive player that said, you know what, we're going to need another scorer out here tonight. I'm not going to wait until they call my number. I'm going to be aggressive tonight.
And the great thing
The
great thing about him is there are going to be nights where they don't, where Jared McCain's on and Tyrese Maxey's on, but he will do those other things, right? He will cut and he'll play defense and he'll rebound.
That's what I was going to bring up because when those other guys do come back, then how the ball flows, where it sticks, does matter.
Yep.
I don't know if he'll have the same opportunities as Paul George gets healthy, as Embiid gets healthier. Meaning, I don't know if he's going to have an opportunity to be as aggressive offensively as he was last night. I'm glad he took advantage of it. I tell you the thing I take away from last night's bite, and you touched on it. We may have to come to grips. This is Maxey's team.
Yep.
This is Maxey's team, and last night may be the first time that it looked like he embraced that role of it being, this is my team. I'm responsible for how this game finishes. I need to figure out a way to win this game late in the game, be aggressive, get buckets, distribute the ball, all those things. He seemingly has taken that upon himself. That's a good thing moving forward. That's a good thing moving forward because you don't know how often you're going to have the other big two guys there. So a lot of nights, Maxey has to be the veteran on the court.
The other thing I'd say about that is even when Joel Embiid is at his best, he's not an emotional leader. I think Maxey started taking that upon himself this offseason.
Yes.
And you could hear it at Media Day that he is the one that's going to, this is what we're about, and we're about it every game. And that's important that you have that. Whether Joel Embiid is playing or not playing, somebody needs to be that person. And Joel Embiid's never been that person.
But he's such a big personality,
meaning
that his presence looms largely.
Mm-hmm.
He's Joel Embiid. He's won an MVP.
Yep.
Sometimes guys don't know, am I stepping on toes? So it honestly feels like maybe Embiid has given his blessing to Maxey to go ahead and do this thing. This your team. You go ahead.
And down the stretch, when Embiid was on the bench, he was celebrating. He was excited.
Oh, yeah.
So
it was part of the post-game celebration.
Moping about any of it, you know?
That's big.
It's huge.
That can't be overstated. Like, how he handles this matters because he looms over the team.
Yep.
So I agree. Him being on board, celebrating, being happy for his teammates, that stuff matters, man. Good night last night.
215-592-9494. What are you thinking about VJ Edgecombe? And I'll just say, just don't let how Joel Embiid looked or didn't look overtake how you feel about everything else.
Nope.
He's going to be here, and he'll either figure it out or he won't. But those guys are here, and there's more coming.
Yeah.
And the last thing I'll say, because I haven't heard anybody say this before, Tyrese Maxey, Jared McCain, VJ Edgecombe, all wonderful draft picks, all while Daryl Morey was here at the helm of the Philadelphia 76ers. And I think it is fair for us to criticize when players and executives do something bad. I was very critical of Dave Dombrowski up until this trade deadline, and then he had a great trade deadline. You can criticize a lot of things that Daryl Morey's done. He has crushed the draft. He absolutely has. Tyrese Maxey was picked at 20. Jared McCain was picked at 16. Yeah. We just got the third pick in a two-player draft, everybody was telling us, right?
Yep.
And the number one player did not look very good last night, and I think Cooper Flagg will be fine. Ace Bailey, who we all argued about, scored 2 points in 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. And VJ Edgecombe looks like a star. And look, there will be ups and downs, but Daryl Morey deserves credit. As much as you don't want to give it to him, and I know we haven't won a title, and I know he gave Embiid the extension, but critical when it's deserved and credit where it's deserved, because that future of the franchise, that young core, is better than a lot of young cores in the NBA who are rebuilding. We're not even rebuilding, and we have a young core that's better than a lot of them in the NBA.
Yeah, I hope Jolly recognizes that.
I hope Jolly recognizes that, too.
I hope when he subtweets the show today, it is about how positive he is about Daryl Morey and the job that he has done on this rebuild.
Well, I mean, it's not easy to
We are getting a subtweet.
How could you possibly not? Like, I mean, come on.
The great Bob Myers, who's now head of sports for Harris Blitzer Entertainment, was not able to do the two timelines thing. It's not easy to get young players and rebuild while you have big money guys already there, and it looks like they have a chance to do that.
Yeah.
All right, 215-592-9494. Also, we do have a next question today, as we got a great debut last night, and that is VJ Edgecombe. We are going to, you call with your sports point, you'll also tell us a great debut. Does not have to be sports, could be movies, could be television, could be sports. Jack, do you have a great debut in there?
Come on, man. First hit in Major League Baseball, happened to be a grand slam. Chase Utley. Come on, man.
That is a good debut. Come on,
it's a good debut.
Sprinting around the bases. Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep.
Do you have one?
I do. All right. I do. I'm going with Tupac and Juice.
Oh, that was an incredible debut.
Yes.
That was his first movie? I guess it was.
And even though his Trapped, his song may have been out before Juice, I think that sort of brought everybody to Tupac's music.
Oh.
The movie Juice did.
Huh, I did not. I guess it was his first movie.
Yep.
I'm going the very first Guns N' Roses album is Appetite for Destruction. It is still, I think, the best rock album I've ever heard. There's not a miss on the album. I've listened to it a bazillion times.
That was their first album?
That was their first album.
Wow.
Like, for the first song in your first album to be Welcome to the Jungle, and here we are 40 years later, and it still, you know, feels the same when you hear the opening notes of that song, Appetite for Destruction. So,
Appetite for Destruction.
215-592-9494. Talk about VJ Edgecombe and the debut. Are you excited about that and not letting the Embiid thing drag you down? And are you ready to give Daryl Morey credit for rebuilding the Sixers on the fly, which he was able to do in Houston, which I told you over and over and over again he was good at? 215-592-9494. Daryl's a pro. You care about superior performance. That's what being a pro is about. And that's what Bradford White's about. Superior performance with your water heater. That's right. Professional grade to bring your home or business reliable hot water every single day, whether it's in the shower, whether it's the faucet, wherever it is, tankless tank, the performance you expect and you deserve. So put your Bradford White water heater wherever you need a water heater. When it's time, what I want you to do is remember those two words, Bradford White. Ask your plumbing pro about Bradford White or visit bradfordwhite.com to learn more and find a pro near you. 215-592-9494. Yoshi in Brewery Town. You're on WIP. What's up, Yosh?
My man, Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby, Happy Hershey. What's popping, fellas?
What up, Yosh?
Hey, like my granddaughter Kaylee said, was saying, she said, I'm excited, granddaddy. Hey, man, I'm the lead on. Let me break it down real quick. Mr. McDonald's All-American, Mr. Big 12 everything, Valdell, Valdell, Drexel, VJ, Edgecom looked seasoned out there last night. I mean, a boy was balling. I love it, Spike. We was right about him. Right now, we got the steal of the draft if you want to look at everybody else in the top five, baby. That boy was out there balling. I got some names for you. Twin Turbo, Mach 2, No Dicks, baby. That's my favorite one right there. Them boys was out
there. What was the last one?
What was the last one? Your phone went out.
The last one was No Breaks.
No breaks.
No breaks.
No breaks. Because they out there moving, man. I love what them kids did last night. I mean, daggone, VJ, man, that dude, what's name, like when he took the boy Tillman off the dribble and then cupped it and went up on the baseline, I was like, oh my goodness. It was so nasty. Messi out there crossing the board, my knot up, and then brought him back and hit the jumper and what's name, and then screamed on him. I mean, it's great, man. They had so much energy last night. I even like the kid Barlow. He was everywhere. The energy was big. I love what that kid said. He said, I know how to play basketball. I know what my job is. My job is to bring the team up when we down. That type of thinking right there on this young team with a bunch of new players, that's what you need. And I love it. And Spike, Sucker for Love, episode one was a hit. I heard you late in the show talking about it. Spike was a little overboard talking about Oubre, but he's still my boo. And don't you get on him about being my boo when you talking about you in the back seat with us, Mr. Third Wheel.
Yeah, I'm watching y'all in the back seat. Yeah, you and your boo. I'm watching y'all.
Watching us canoodle in the front seat.
What I do to you if you riding along with me and my boo? How about that?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, and my debut is very relevant. This is Saquon Barkley. First game in Philadelphia, 109 yards off 24 carries, 3 touchdowns, 2 rushing, 1 receiving for the win, baby. Let's do that. Spike. Let's rock and roll, baby.
Let's rock and roll. I'm thank you, boo. Good to talk to you, boo.
Oh, God.
You too, boo.
Thank you, boo.
Hold on.
What? What's up?
We're not going to do this with Yoshi.
What?
The boo thing.
Well,
man.
As long as the Sixers are playing all right. It was you know what was nice about last night, too? It reminded me of process times when there's this thing in sports. I know winning is the best thing. But it doesn't always feel the best because when your team is good and you're expected to win, there is an anxiety and a pressure of expectations. There's a little bit in your head of what if we lose? I don't have any expectation with the Sixers team at this point.
Yeah.
I don't know how good they're going to be. And when you go into a game and you're like, you know what? I don't know. And you have the hope of the future that you're like VJ Edgecombe is only going to get better as a player, right? It was a nice feeling to be excited about the future of a team again.
I will say this, and I agree with you there. I agree with you there. This will get crowded. There's only one basketball.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So it will get crowded.
Yes.
You're talking about Paul George and Joel Embiid are still here. And then
can Paul George just chill?
Well, I'm just saying, he's still here, and McCain is coming back.
Yep.
And you throw in Grimes, Maxey, and VJ Edgecombe, that's a lot to have to pass the ball around.
Well,
so there are going to be some nights where guys aren't necessarily putting up big numbers.
Oh, yeah. I think if you were to ask me how many points VJ Edgecombe's going to average this year, I think it's going to be like 13 points.
Right.
I mean, really, at the end of the day, that's if things go the way, if VJ Edgecombe's averaging 20-plus points, it actually means that something probably went wrong in the season.
Yeah.
You know, so but I think Paul George is at the point of his career where he don't want to dominate the ball either. He clearly didn't want it last year. I think he wants to stand there and shoot threes.
If that Joker is healthy and this team is winning, and he's a max player, he wants that ball.
You think so?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes. And not that I want him to have it, but he's going to be on the team. You know what I'm saying? And he's the second highest paid player on the team. That ball's going to have to go through Paul George.
Yoshi brought up.
Unless you trade him.
Yeah, I don't think
they should get rid of him.
Yeah, I don't think they're trading him. Yoshi brought up Dominic Barlow. That was Tasty Cake Dom's.
He tried to tell us.
Dennis Rodman.
Rodman of the 2020s.
He was great. I mean, he still can't shoot, which is going to be a problem. I was stunned. And last thing, because you mentioned Nick Nurse. Mm-hmm. That team played hard last night.
Yeah.
The team played hard. They were committed to rebounding. Dominic Barlow had 5 offensive rebounds last night. I don't honestly remember the last time one Sixers player had 5 offensive rebounds. I'm sure it happened at some point last year. But there was definitely...
Who was our rebounding guy? He's on our team.
Where's Drummond?
No, Drummond, yeah.
Well, he was out there last night. He's still here?
Oh, he's cooked. He had a player option. He's cooked.
Eric
he's
Gordon,
be a 7-foot cheerleader.
Yeah, Eric Gordon on the bench. He's still here. Cooked. Kyle Lowry.
Oh, the whole end of the bench over there? Yeah. That's the nursing home.
Yeah, that's
the Nick nursing home.
It's Team Unk over there.
Team Unk. Yeah. I like that. Team Unk over there, man.
But Barlow's on a two-way deal. And if you want to give credit for Maury again. I'll give Maury credit for getting Barlow, and I give credit to Nick Nurse, because Nick Nurse put a starting lineup out there that I looked at it and I said, nobody, we have one guy that can shoot in that starting lineup. We had Maxey, Edgecombe, Oubre, Barlow, and Embiid. And I thought to myself, well, that isn't a lineup that can shoot. But you know what it is? It's a lineup that can run. It's a lineup that is going to play fast. It's a lineup that's going to be aggressive. And I like the commitment to how they're going to play this year. It seems like it's going to be an exciting way.
And give Maury credit, because he actually talked about this last year. And his self-reflecting on putting a roster together and thinking, well, I need to put a playoff roster together of veterans and this and that and the other. I didn't focus as much on the regular season. And you need youth and athleticism to get you through the regular season.
Yep.
Young players are running up and down the court. Those old guys, it's a lot of nights. They're not going to want to run up and down the court. So that's what the team was made up of mostly last year. Give him credit. He went out and got a lot more athletic.
We saw Walker
younger.
Out there last night. Jabari Walker out there.
These are young players that you can play like on a Wednesday night in November.
I kept thinking it was Rocco, the 33.
Well, oh, Walker.
I was like, oh, he's still here, baby.
And
he's
still
here.
These guys aren't totally, they're not skilled, but you know what they are? They're athletic and they know what their job is. Their job is to go out there and hustle their ass off, get every rebound they can. All right, 215-592-9494, talking about the debut of VJ Edgecombe. And next question today, give us a great debut. Doesn't have to be sports, can be if you want. Coming up next.
What you got?
Don't sigh.
Well, it's like our 2:30 AJ Brown update.
Not practicing again today, by the way.
Oh, really?
Oh, God.
This is the WIP afternoon show. Are we going to need a siren? Are we
Trouble in Paradise?
That? Yeah.
He's not going to play Sunday.
I don't know. This is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Back in the good old days when there was a bad word in a song, you just made it backwards instead of re-recording it with a different word in there. Ah.
Yeah. That was for radio, though, right?
Yes.
When they had to put the different,
Yes, yeah. But we didn't. Like, now they'll record a song and they'll put a different word. They'll almost re-record the lyrics so it was clean. Not back in the day. Except for Gin and Juice was my favorite one. Because the line was rolling down the street, smoking endo, sipping on gin and juice.
Yeah.
There was one that just said smoking.
Yeah.
That was,
yeah,
do you remember that. That one?
Yeah.
The
You can't even say endo on radio.
Nah, it was drugs.
Back then,
but
yeah,
now it's legal. Everybody's doing drugs all over the place. Yeah, what, no big deal. The Twitter question.
I don't sell drugs to children.
I was being sarcastic. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is celebrating their 44th anniversary with an up to 70% off sale on diamond jewelry and more now through Saturday in store only. Here is the Twitter question. Which do you feel more today after last night's Sixers game? Wow, Edgecombe is great. Wow, Embiid look bad. Now, I know you are, wow, Edgecombe look great. What do you think the poll is at?
It should be. Well, I'm going to say, I think the VJ Edgecombe looking great over, that had to overshadow Embiid looking bad. So I'll say
65%. 75%. VJ? 75%
okay. VJ,
which I think is the right way to be.
Yes.
I think that is the right way to be. We will get to our AJ segment in a moment. 215-592-9494. Tom in Northeast Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Tom?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Tom.
Yo, first of all, I just want to let you know, I watched that in complete game last night with my wife. My wife and my daughter are big-time Sixers fans. I've never really been on board, but last night I was like, you know what? I'm going to do it. I watched the entire game. Embiid was an embarrassment the first half. An embarrassment. When the young guys were out there shooting free throws, they didn't even put Embiid underneath the net. He was back at the other end of the court because you know why? Because he's not in shape. He couldn't run down the court. It was embarrassing what he put out there last night.
Embarrassing
first
to
of all.
Who?
Second. To himself, first of all.
Well,
and to
he's
the fans.
Not embarrassed. I mean, well, I think most fans are pretty excited. First of all, he wasn't under the hoop because they want him at this point ramping up slowly, so it saves him a trip up and down the court. So I can't imagine. Hold on, Tom. I can't imagine. Look, you can take whatever you want out of the game. That is your option and your feeling. But I can't imagine sitting there for 2.5 hours and watching a young Tyrese Maxey take over the game, score 40 points. The first game VJ Edgecombe's ever played in the NBA, scoring 34. The Sixers win. Dominic Barlow hustling his ass off for rebounds. That excitement of winning a game in Boston. And your takeaway was Joel Embiid's embarrassing. It sounds like a joyless existence.
I feel great about those three players and what they did last night. They hustled. Embiid did nothing. He didn't hustle at all.
Yes, he played. Yes. No, it's not that he could care less. I don't agree with that. Now, clearly, physically, he was limited. To say that he doesn't care is just, I think, is asinine, actually.
Okay, well, if you take it for what it's worth, but to be honest with you, I think he doesn't care no more. And I think he's.
Then why is he playing? Then why is he playing?
He's physically.
Then why is he Tom? Tom
can't do it no more.
But that's different than not caring. There's two different things here. He could physically not be able to play, or he could not care. But he could collect his check and sit on the bench. He doesn't have to play.
I'm presenting that to you.
If you think he doesn't care, why is he playing?
Because he's collecting a paycheck.
But he could collect a paycheck and not play.
Okay, well, I guess what? I guess he thought he was going to come back and be this dominant player that we know is not going to. He's not going to be that no more. You know what? If you're not going to do that, and then you're going to sit there and pout every time he lost the ball, and he pouted, he put his head down. His teammates don't want to see that. Nobody wants to see that.
Who is affected by it?
Go back to the locker room and feel bad for yourself.
I think you're projecting.
Don't do it in front of your teammates.
I think you're projecting. I think you're projecting. I do.
But here's my first.
Your debut.
There was a band called the Toadies, and they had a debut album called Rubberneck. Every album on that, every song on that album is absolutely phenomenal. Just like Guns N' Roses. Appetite for Destruction. If you listen to that album, every song's great.
Yeah, I mean, okay. Thank you, Tom. Toadies had one famous song. It's Possum Kingdom. You'd probably recognize it. It's not Appetite for Destruction, but...
It doesn't have Paradise City, Welcome to the Jungle, Sweet Child of Mine.
Yeah. No. Rocket Queen.
What band is this?
The Toadies. You would recognize the song.
Toadies?
Yeah, Possum Kingdom. The Possum Kingdom.
T-O-A-D-I-E-S. Like Toad?
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. If you played it on YouTube for yourself in there, you would certainly, it's a 90s song. You would recognize
man.
It. Yeah.
Jackie 90s.
So A.J. Brown did not practice today. It is second consecutive game of not practice, second consecutive day of not practicing due to a hamstring. Mm. We didn't know anything about the hamstring. You know, who knows? Maybe that's why he didn't talk to the media after the game. Maybe his hamstring was bothering him. Who knows?
Looked fine on the last play, by the way.
He did look fine on the last play. Yes, maybe he heard it on that play.
Yeah, who knows?
Maybe he heard it on that play. Dan Orlovsky was on ESPN talking about A.J. Brown. Here's what he had to say.
I think just in relation to A.J., I would disagree that he's trying to send a message of, I want the ball thrown to me more. I think the more that time has gone on by the day, I think that there's a reality there A.J. Brown prefers to be traded. That's the feeling that I'm...
Okay, stop right there. Why do you believe he prefers to be traded? That's a very powerful statement. Why would a Super Bowl champion on a Super Bowl championship squad still prefer to be traded?
Because there's just been this consistent disconnect. There's been a consistent something is up there, whether it's the lack of production, them not throwing the ball enough, but then they go on the road. He has four for a buck 20 something and two. He has the game sealer. It's beautiful, the connection, and he still tweeted out. And so I'm not trying to read too much into it. This is a Super Bowl contending team. But for that to continuously happen, I do think that there's parts of A.J. Brown that would prefer to be traded and maybe traded to a place that is a little bit more pass-centric.
Mm. So, you know, Dan Orlovsky's not some talking head hot take guy. Mm. You know, he's on ESPN. He seems like a pretty reasonable guy. I think that is a... It's a distinction between upset not getting the ball and just doesn't want to be there anymore. And to post something after actually a game where you did get the ball and not talk to the media after a game where you did get the ball, it does make you wonder at what point are you going to be happy.
Of course it makes everybody think that, how's he still not happy? You must not like being there.
Yes.
Even for people who aren't here. Even more so for people who aren't here in Philadelphia that follows this on a daily basis, on a minute basis, like we do, when they're looking at this from the outside, what do you think they're going to think? He must not be happy there. Now, they may not know the exact reason why he's not happy. We all chalked it up to, well, he's not getting the ball enough. But then when you get the ball and the targets that he's been getting over the last 2 or 3 weeks, and you're coming off a win – and you're still sending out cryptic tweets, people are going to start to try to connect dots. That's what's going to happen. You know, everybody wants to make it a WIP thing and making stuff up and trying to create, run a guy out of town. No, this is something that AJ is fueling, whether it's misconstrued or not, whether he's trolling or not. Guess what? Then you ought to be mad that he's trolling because he's keeping a negative light shine on the team and himself.
Well, and they did.
So, for the people who like, oh, you guys are being trolled. Y'all letting AJ troll you, this, that, and the other. No, that's you saying you want us to ignore what's going on. That's what you really are saying because you're in fear that he doesn't want to be here and he wants to be traded. And we all should be in fear of that as Eagles fans, that a player of his magnitude somehow is still unhappy with the team's success over the last 2 years, his personal success, his financial security that the team has given him. He's in a city that beloves him and he still seems to be unhappy. Yeah, we should all be a little concerned as to what this truly means. And as long as he leaves stuff like this out in the atmosphere for us to try to decipher, and he doesn't answer the questions or clarify it, or even when he does, he turns around and does something that contradicts it or what have you, this is not going to go away.
No, because it comes back every week.
Yes.
And Jalen, you've brought this up a
number
of times.
Now, it'll go away past the trade deadline, because then the people will be like, well, he can't be traded during the season.
Sure.
But then it just becomes, what's the offseason going to be like for A.J. Brown in Philadelphia?
For a team that's trying to win the Super Bowl.
For a team that's trying to win the Super Bowl.
And he, you know, you've brought this up a few times. They asked Jalen about it in the press conference yesterday. Mm-hmm. You know what? I didn't ask you for it. Do you have that? Here was that yesterday.
Yeah, do you ever see A.J.'s social media posts at all?
Yeah. I prep.
are you ever confused by what he's writing? Like, this week you're all using me with... Not using me. Are you ever confused by things
I just keep my focus singularly on the collective.
So you've brought up, whether he's trolling or not, he is forcing the quarterback to answer questions that are directed at the implied, and I don't blame the media for this, the implication of the question is, this is something about you. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not. So, and that, who wants to deal with that? There's no, even if A.J. Brown was trolling, it puts his teammates.
It's unnecessary.
In, yeah.
Where's the benefit from this for him?
Right.
It's unnecessary.
Yeah.
And as a fan, it should frustrate you as a fan.
It frustrates me, and I love A.J. Like, yeah. I don't want A.J. to go anywhere.
And we ultimately want the team to win. Like, how's this beneficial for them moving forward if he truly is unhappy? Again, you got a platform. You can use your platform and tweet out what you want to tweet out. Be nice if you tweeted out something that was team-oriented, that said how proud you were of the great win you got on the road and you battled, or you're happy with the game Schmitty had, your boy over there, your wide receiver partner, or what have you. I mean, in 2022, you had no problem supporting Jalen Hurts. You wore T-shirts, you wore hats. Hurts is the man, and this and that and the other. It'd been nice if you tweeted out something that said, man, QB1 back, whatever, like something positive about the team. Instead, we get cryptic messages that we got to try to figure out. And what does this mean?
Yeah, we have people calling us, telling us what it means.
Yeah, yeah. Like, what does this mean? So I don't know, man. Yeah, hearing Dan Orlowski say that, I wasn't surprised, because eventually that's where people are going to get to, national media, I mean, when they're trying to figure out what's going on. They're going to be like, dude must not be happy there for some reason. Does he not like the coach? Or the coordinator, meaning the offense, the way it's designed, or is it the quarterback?
And he'll continually tell you it's not the
love
offensive
coach,
coordinator.
Love Kevin Petullo. Yeah. Got no problem with that.
Yeah.
So I just, I'm not surprised that Dan Orlowski came to that conclusion.
Because that's what it seems like.
Yeah.
Because even when you get the ball, you're still not happy with it. So it can't be about getting the ball.
Yes. Like, okay, they're giving you targets. They're throwing the ball more. Like, I don't know.
What are we going to do at 2:30 when AJ is gone? Is it going to be the Bryce spot?
Yeah, well, listen. We got Embiid in the crosshairs.
Yes.
Bryce in the crosshair.
Yeah.
AJ
yeah.
in the crosshair.
Yeah.
A lot of stars.
Yeah.
Well, the funny thing with AJ is you have a legacy that you've built here. I mean, people view you as an Eagle great. They certainly appreciate what you contributed to a Super Bowl title team.
Oh, he can ruin it, though.
That's the point I'm making.
Yeah.
You want to ruin that?
Yeah.
Like, are you trying to force your way out of here? Like, I don't know what you're doing. What I do know is it doesn't seem like it's pulling in the same direction that the team and the majority of the players are, because we're not getting any of this type of stuff from anyone else. Everybody's got their head down. They're working. They're trying to get better. They still believe in each other. They're being supportive of one another. And I don't get it. And I've tried to be supportive of him and understand his frustration or what have you. And like, yeah, get him the ball more. And they've been trying to get him the ball more. They've been throwing deep, different routes to him, right? In the beginning, it was all he's running is crossing routes, like out routes. Now he's gotten the ball thrown to him down the field and touchdowns. And I just don't get it. I don't know, man. Well, listen, I'm just a lowly, you know, special teamer that was happy to be on the team, didn't cause any problems, man, was just happy. You know, I don't understand
this
story. Well,
caused one problem when you left.
No, that wasn't me. Okay. That wasn't me. You know, what I didn't cause is any problem with my team.
Correct.
And my teammates.
Correct.
Yeah, if I want to put foots in somebody's ass, I was all for that. But as far as being a good teammate,
yes.
I don't know, man. Like, bro, get it together, man.
Yeah, stupid.
get it together, man.
Stupid. It's
meeting. Meeting. We didn't meet. We did meet. Like, it's like you're pulling in a different direction than everybody else is pulling in.
Yep.
It feels like you're pulling in a different direction than the rest of the team is.
Yep. Because at one point, we'll finish this in a second. 215-592-9494. You want to pull in the right direction. Pull yourself to Downingtown. Pull yourself to Colonial Hyundai. Because you know what? When you get there, John Ashdale, the car seller, is going to get you a car at a great deal that's going to pull you out of there in an even better car than the one that you're in. You walk through the lot of Colonial. You look at car. Great deals on all of them right now until October 31st. That is your deadline for this. Drive home in your choice of a brand new Hyundai Palisade. Beautiful car. Santa Fe. The award-winning Tucson for just $199 a month. Only at Colonial. And the car that you're driving up in that you want to leave there, you're like, I don't know what they're going to give me for this. Well, they're going to give you more than anybody else. Guarantee you $6,500 no matter what condition it's in. And every brand new Hyundai that leaves the lot on Colonial leaves with America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Get in there before October 31st, Route 30 in Downingtown, Colonial Hyundai, or ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easy, better way to buy a Hyundai. In-stock vehicles only, lease tier one credit through HMF, 10,000 miles a year, 10% down, plus first payment, tax, tags, and fees. See dealer for full details. Here's the good news. I forget what I was going to say, so I'll just go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Nice. Yeah, well, I'm just being honest. Reese in North Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Reese?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, brother?
What up, Reese?
Hey, man, all I want to say is, Free AJ, man. If y'all go on my pinned tweet, my sources have told me a few weeks ago that AJ is not happy with his quarterback. So I'm not surprised by all these antics because this is going to be their last year playing together.
That actually,
I just want to get that out the way.
You know what, Reese? That actually reminds me of what I was going to say. Is there was at one point, because we're on the same page of a lot of things. There was one point when I was saying to myself, well, AJ has a point and I get it. But when he's actually getting the ball and he's still doing it, it is very hard for me to defend the actions when you are producing. So when he had a point, when he didn't get in the first game, first game, he didn't get a target till 2 minutes left in the game. I get it. Second game, I get it. You start to get the ball. You have the Rams, the second half against the Rams, you get a bunch of, you know, targets, a bunch of catches. You have 120 yards against the Giants. That's when it loses me on that this guy's got a point because he doesn't have a point anymore. Now it's a personal thing. And what I would say for AJ, for the sake of the team, either request a trade or don't request a trade. But if you're going to request a trade, go ahead and do it. And if you're not, then just, you're here. You should want the team to be successful. Jalen's one of 50 some guys in that locker room, 60 some when you count practice squad. So even if you don't like that one guy, you're causing an issue for every other guy whose legacy depends on the success of this team. And that's why it bothers me, you know, because I want to be for him because I understood his point, but I don't understand his point now.
To be fair to AJ, he doesn't just want to win Super Bowls. He wants to be a Hall of Famer. He wants to be all pro. And those things can't happen if he has to be stuck in an offense like this for the rest of his career. He wants to be one of the greatest ever, and I can't fault him for that. If the Eagles were to offer him a contract right now, he wouldn't get paid one of the highest because his production doesn't match what an elite wide receiver would say. So I'm actually on AJ's side on this one.
Well, let me ask you this. I'm going to let you get to your point. But the financial part of the Eagles didn't ask AJ to take a pay cut.
Yeah,
They just gave him a new contract last year.
Right. I get that. But I'll tell you what, if you put AJ on a team with Lamar or Mahomes or Josh Allen, he's going to be thrilled.
Yes, because Stephon Diggs was so thrilled to play with Josh Allen.
Stephon Diggs is not A.J. Brown.
Oh, my God.
Stephon Diggs is not A.J. Brown. He's not. A.J. Brown is better.
What was A.J. Brown before he got here? Hold on. What was A.J. Brown before he got here to Philly? I remember Stephon Diggs winning games in Minnesota.
Do you think if A.J. Brown could catch passes, you think we could replace A.J. Brown easier or Hurts easier?
Make sure I didn't stutter, Reese. A.J. Brown can be replaced.
No, he can't. He's a top five receiver in the league. You can replace a bottom 10 quarterback faster than a top five wide receiver.
Listen, I ain't going to argue with you. I just gave you my opinion. You asked me a question. Finding a franchise quarterback is much harder than finding a wide receiver.
He's not a franchise quarterback. That's the thing. We don't have a franchise.
He's not a franchise quarterback. Well, hold on. So now you done piqued my interest, Reese. If Jalen is not a franchise quarterback, then you tell me what is, and I'll compare whether or not I want that guy or I want Jalen. What's a franchise quarterback?
It's 15 quarterbacks who can win with this.
What's a franchise quarterback if Jalen is not?
A franchise quarterback is a quarterback who can win and overcome deficiencies on the team when everything isn't great. Jalen Hurts has not proven he can carry a limited team like McNabb did back in the 2000s when he didn't have a great offense around him talent-wise. Jalen Hurts has always had great talent, and if he doesn't have A.J. Brown, he's going to struggle. He's going to struggle. Trust me. We better get rid of him before we think about getting rid of A.J. Brown or it's going to be
– Well, what did A.J. Brown do before – hold on. What did A.J. Brown do before he played with Jalen Hurts?
He played with another scrub. So
then your point is he needs a quarterback, right?
In other words,
he's not so great that he can go anywhere and play with any quarterback and put up franchise type numbers for a franchise wide receiver. He actually needs a good quarterback, right?
And we got one on the bench.
Oh my God. He's had his best years with Jalen throwing him the ball. He set a record with Jalen throwing him the ball.
Because we have a franchise GM who has a
Everybody's a franchise. Howie wasn't a franchise GM before they won the second Super Bowl, was he?
Yes, he was.
Here's what's great about doing what I do, Reese. I get to hear all the calls. And even after Howie had won a Super Bowl, people wanted him fired in 2020. It was a sign right outside my window right here that said, fire Howie Roseman in 2020.
We got Tanner, No Shade McKee, who's ready to take the spot. Now, can I get to my Sixers?
Yes, you can.
And then I can get to my debut guy.
Okay.
Now, BJ, victorious, joyous. He's going to be better than Bubba Chuck Allen Iverson. This guy was amazing last night. Oh, and the crazy thing is,
you just one bad take after another.
The crazy thing is, the future of the team just taken away between him, Maxey, and McCain. He's going to be the best player, and McCain is going to be better than Maxey. McCain upside is better than Maxey, and we did all.
This guy's got good eyes, man.
We did all this last night without our second best young player. The next championship in the city of Philadelphia, the 2026 Philadelphia 76ers, as long as Joel Embiid is healthy.
Well, yeah, that's a big maybe, buddy.
I stopped listening when you said Etchkin was going to be better than AI.
Well, I'm a prognosticator. Nah. I'm an aficionado when it comes to this thing, Spike. Ike, don't worry. So let me get to my debut, by the way.
Don't worry, Ike.
The great Roy Halladay first career postseason start, the no-hitter.
Does that count as a debut?
No.
Debut playoff.
That was his debut in the playoffs.
Yeah.
It was.
It's cheating a little bit, but I'll let it slide.
It's Doc,
so we'll let it slide.
I like it.
215.
I like it. Reese had already irritated me, though.
I could tell. You either had to check out or you were going to fight with him until 5 o'clock. I could see you're like, I got to shut this down. It was a mature decision by you.
It was a mature decision. I could see it ramping up, and you know we're in time crunch. So
yeah.
So coming up next, 215-592-9494. Coming up next, Elliot Shore Parks will join us. We'll get updates.
Oh, yeah, somebody else to get my blood.
He's on fire today.
We'll get an update from. We'll get an update on A.J. Brown's health. We'll get an update on Cam Jurgens' health. But he's going to have to come to Jesus on the following tweet that he sent on June 11th, 2025. VJ Edgecombe is a role player. Ace Bailey is a star. Sixers should take the star and not the role player. Elliot only had one other famous Sixers tweet from 2014 when he said that they should take Noah Vonleh over Joel Embiid. So we'll talk to Elliot about that. Also, his take that athletes should be able to gamble on their own games is an interesting take to discuss today. We might need Elliot for more than 15 minutes or so. That is coming up next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.